If you would turn to 2 Timothy, the third chapter. 2 Timothy, the third chapter. We'll be reading from there in a moment. But in the few moments I have to speak to you this evening, I want to speak to you about simply the Bible. On FoxNews.com, the Fox News website, I read articles on there, you know, fairly often, and every once in a while they'll have an article that has something to do with religion or the Bible. And I came across this one a couple of weeks ago entitled "The State of the Bible." And what this article was speaking about was, basically the state of the Bible in society and how people perceive the Bible, how many people are reading it. But the American Bible Society conducted a survey. And they found out, as they put it, that the Bible had lost a bit of its prominence in affecting people's lives, which, you know, when I read it, I thought, well, duh. You know, if you look at society today and all the things that are in our society, it's obvious that society in general has stopped following the Bible even a little bit in most areas. But it was interesting a few facts that they found in the survey that I'd like to read to you. It says, a survey found that while 82% of Americans revere the Bible as sacred literature, that number is down slightly from a year ago when 86% thought so. So in a year's time, 4% drop in those that revered the Bible as sacred literature. Also, this survey found that when people were asked whether the Bible contains everything a person needs to know to live a meaningful life, that 69% agreed either strongly or somewhat, and that number was also down from the previous year when 75% responded that they agreed either strongly or somewhat that everything a person needs to know to live a meaningful life was in the Bible. And then the next one was the one that really caught my attention and made me think a little bit. But one of the challenges the American Bible Society is launching is encouraging people to read their Bible. The survey found that when asked about certain spiritual truths, nearly half, 46% of Americans, couldn't differentiate between the teachings of the Bible, the Quran, or the Book of Mormon. And so the Bible, the Quran, and the Book of Mormon, 46% of the people that were surveyed couldn't, you know, tell you the difference between the three. And then the quote that kind of summed up the article and the findings that the American Bible Society found was, there are probably five Bibles on every shelf in American homes. Americans buy the Bibles, they debate the Bible, they love the Bible, they just don't read the Bible. And so I thought that was an interesting article that had some interesting information about how society in general perceives the Bible and the words of God that we've been given. But as Christians, we need to make sure that we're not following down that slippery slope that apparently society has, and it's obvious that we see that society is already headed down. If you would turn, if you haven't already, to 2 Timothy 3, and in verse 16, we see what the Scripture is given to us for. It says, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. And so we can be sure that the Scripture is given by God. It's God-breathed, and it is there to complete us, to perfect us, that we may be equipped for every good work. Everything that we would ever need in this life can be found in the Scriptures and found in the Bible. But we've got to read it and we've got to study it in order to know what those things are that we need to do. We need to make sure that we're not as the Hebrew brethren were in Hebrews chapter 5. If you would turn with me there. In Hebrews chapter 5, we see the writer here talking to the Hebrew brethren and admonishing them for not knowing as much Scripture as they should. The Hebrew writer was trying to teach them some of the more complicated things of God's Word, and he wasn't able to do that because they still needed the milk of the Word. We need to be, as it says in verse 14, it says, solid food belongs to those who are of full age, that is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. We need to get to the point where we need solid food and not just the milk of the Word. And the way that we do that, according to Hebrews 5:14, is by reason of use. We've once again got to use the Scriptures. We've got to read the Scriptures and study them in order to discern both good and evil and to know what God wants us to do. And then finally, we find In Romans, the first chapter, if you would turn with me there. Romans chapter 1. We find ultimately what the power of the gospel is. We see here Paul writing to the Roman brethren. And in verse 16 of Romans 1, he says, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." And so the gospel is how we find out what we need to do to be saved. It's the power of God to salvation. It's how we figure out what God has required of us and what we need to do in order to be acceptable to Him and in order to live lives that are in accordance with His will. And unfortunately today I fear that many Christians are going the way that society is going. I see this all the time on certain arenas such as, you know, Facebook. Every once in a while I'll read or participate in a debate on spiritual matters. And a lot of times I see individuals that call themselves Christians and they're saying things like "I think" or "I feel" or "I just," it seems that, instead of quoting Scripture and going to the Bible for the answers of morality and the answers of what they need to do to live their lives in accordance with God's will. We've got to make sure that we don't fall into that path that the world has already. And we study our Bibles to find what we need to do to serve acceptable lives as Christians. There may be those here tonight who have done that, who have read God's Word, who have studied it, who know what they need to do to be saved, but haven't acted on it yet. If there are those in the audience tonight that need to come forward and be baptized and to take that final step to becoming a Christian, the opportunity is available to you. If there are those who are already Christians but have stumbled in some way and need the prayers and the encouragement of our congregation, we ask that you would come forward as well as we now stand and sing.